pleased to hear such news as are most true, such news to make a Christian's heart to rue, such news as may make stoutest hearts to shake, and sinners justly to tremble and to quake. Read this, and they shall have just cause to fear God's heavy hand on sin reported here. 'Twas lately heard that birds all of a feather did strangely meet and strangely fought together at Cork in Ireland, where with might and main they fought together till store of them were slain. Their fight began and ended with such hate, some strange event it did prognosticate. What was presaged fell out this last of May, which was at Cork a dismal day. This last of May the morning was most fair, towards 12 o'clock clouds gathered in the air, which clouds obscured and darkened so the light that midday almost was dark as night. Whilst at such darkness citizens did wonder, forthwith they heard a dreadful clap of thunder, and with the thunder presently there came such lightning forth the clouds did seem to flame. But here observe this city towards the east stands high but falleth low towards the west. As at the east the stars began their fight, and there fell down the birds first killed outright. So at the east began the fire to flame, those at the west did soon behold the same. And towards the east to see and help they ran, before halfway a woeful cry began. Behind them seeing the west end was on fire, they so recalled began for to retire. As from the east towards the west they turn, they saw the midst of the city burn. So at an instant all was on a flame, there was no means to help to quench the same. Although great store of water was in place, water could not help there in such a case. For why that fire which from the skies doth fall is not the water to be quenched at all. Now were the citizens overwhelmed with woe, for no man knew which way to run or go. For in the city no man could abide, the fire raged so on every side. Some were enclosed with fire, they for their safety fled to the churches which were in the city. Some to an island and the fields hard by, to save their lives with grieved hearts did fly. Who was was not then tormented in his mind to fly and leave all that he had behind. When that the husband for to save his life might not make stay to bring away his wife, or save his children, in like case the mother fled from her children, sister fled from brother. All were amazed in this woeful day, not knowing where to fly nor where to stay. Nowhere to seek or after friends inquire, they knew not who was saved, who burnt by fire. A doleful thing it was, men might not tarry out of the flames their dearest friends to carry. Oh, that this woeful chance of cork might rend the hearts of men and cause them to repent their wicked lives, for to escape the rod which they have cause to fear will fall from God. Cork to all cities may example be, to know they are not from God's justice free. For being sinners, they may fear the like, as fell to Cork, God in his wrath will strike. But they will say God's merciful, 'tis true, but in this case let them give God his due. Let them not so unto his mercy trust, but let them know that God is also just. God's merciful to sinners which repent, his justice is towards lingering sinners bent. Who will take hold of mercy and of grace, let them repent whilst they have time and space. Repentance only pacifies God's ire, preserves from sudden and eternal fire. This word repentance is a wicked thing to wicked livers, 'tis a serpent's sting. Why should repentance be so bitter when 'tis the only self to cure sinful men? And furthermore, when as we are most sure that die we must, we cannot long endure. When we are sure we from this world must go, but by what kind of death we do not know. No more than Cork did when that God did pour the fire upon them in a dreadful hour. Why should not we be well provided then against a certain death, but know not when, nor by what kind of death death will us take? Then let repentance our atonement make. If men repentance in this life do stay, let them consider of the judgment day, when God to sinners shall say in his ire, go hence ye cursed to eternal fire. But who in life did faithful judgment. The judge will say, go, children of all bliss, enter the kingdom, for you prepare it is. The God of heaven grant that all sinners take that course which may